Mr. Chair, can you turn on your microphone, please?
Is this good?
Yes.
Okay, calling the meeting to order session 9. It's 8:35 by our clock. I would like to first have the Pledge of Allegiance. And Valerie, do you want to lead us in it?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So at this time, I'm going to introduce board members, and then I will call on Matt St. John, our executive director, to introduce staff. First of all, I'm John Corbett from McKinleyville. To my far right is board member Gregory Gusty from Ukiah. To my immediate left is Jeffrey Hales from Eureka. And to, it's David Norton from Sebastopol. And this is Jeffrey Hales from Eureka. And then Valerie Mintz from Petaluma. And we have a new board member, Kelly Grant. So we're pleased to have her from Trinity County. Are you the first board member ever appointed from Trinity County?
No, I think the last one was about
7 or 8 years ago. Okay, well, we like to get geographical representation. And so welcome aboard, Kelly. And with that, I'm going to call on Matt St. John, our executive director.
Thank you, Chairman Corbett, members of the board, and welcome, Ms. Gant. It's great to have you. To my immediate right is Shinrei Lee, our assistant executive officer. To Shinrei's right is Elizabeth Barrett, our staff counsel. And welcoming back to the North Coast region is Nathan Jacobson, our senior attorney. Opposite me is Patty Corsi and Donna Poe. And I wanted to take the opportunity to introduce you to somebody who doesn't need an introduction, but the newest member of our management team, Mr. Jeremiah Puget. Jeremiah is our senior staff scientist. He's serving as our groundwater specialist. And with Jeremiah's promotion, this now completes our office reorganization, which we initiated just a year ago this month. And we now have a completely implemented our new organizational structure, including our three specialists, of which Jeremiah is our groundwater specialist, Brian McFadden is our flow specialist, and Jonathan Silverman is our restoration specialist. So very pleased to have Jonathan and Brian and now Jeremiah on our management team.
Okay. The next item of business is election of officers. And so Matt, can you conduct the meeting for this portion of it?
Sure. So I guess I would ask if there's a motion from one of you to nominate a chairman and a vice chairman.
I will put forth a proposal to have Mr. John Corbett be the chair for the next following year.
And is there a nomination for vice chair?
I would like to nominate Mr. David Norton for vice chair.
Mr. Corbett and Mr. Norton, do you accept these nominations?
I would accept them.
Yes, sir.
Great. Congratulations. Look forward to
I think we won a roll call vote.
Great. I think you're right.
Board Member Minton.
Aye.
Board Member Hales.
Aye.
Board Member Norton.
Aye.
Chairman Corbett.
Aye.
Board Member Gant.
Aye.
Board Member Giusti.
Yes.
And I just want to state our management goals for the year. Our climate change, we want to get ELK done. We want to get the Russian River done, and we want a national designation for the Smith River. And that means both they have to be calendared and then also out to the public for adequate time to respond. And those, we just want to set those management goals. The next item is for board members to disclose ex parte communications, and they will identify any discussions they may have had requiring disclosure pursuant to Government Code Section 11430.5. And I'll.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had discussions with stakeholders regarding the existing cannabis order, existing dairy program, and conversations about organic waste issues in Sonoma County.
And I want to make sure I'm not clear what I remembered, but the Russian River TMDL is also going to happen this year. The next item is the state board liaison. There's no representative from the state who wants to speak. So we will take that under advisement. And this was arranged especially to not inconvenience former board member Massey. And with that, I call. See, he has a lot of pull. You just don't always see it. So I'd like to take as the next item of business a resolution of appreciation for William B. Massey. I'll call on Massey John, and then I'm going to call on board member Hale, who's going to read a resolution.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to take a moment. Well, first of all, it was really fun putting together this resolution. Dug up some good little anecdotes, which I think you'll appreciate. But I wanted just to take this opportunity, Bill, to say how much I'm going to miss you. In the 15 years that I've been on the board, been working for the board, been a staff member, you've been a board member. And so as I've grown in my profession, you've been right there along with me this whole time. And our relationship, of course, closer when I became executive officer 3 years ago. And you have been an exceptional mentor to me, and I mean that truly and sincerely. I've learned a tremendous amount from you in terms of how to hold my head high throughout the ups and downs of my job. And just the art and the science of the politic of the work that we do. And you're just a true friend. So I will miss you greatly and look forward to visiting you in your new home.
All right. I'll call on board member Hales to read the resolution.
Thank you very much.
And by the way, Bill, we have people sort of lining up who want to read your resolution, so I wanted you to know.
All right, here we go. California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region. Resolution number R12016-0009, expressing appreciation to William Bill Massey. Whereas, the members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, wish to thank William Bill Massey for his dedicated service to the people of the state of California as a Regional Water Board member. And whereas Bill was appointed to the Regional Water Board in March 2000 and served under three governors, despite his deep roots in West Sonoma County, Bill's constituency was the entire region, representing no single sector or geographic location. Rather, he truly cared for every stream, every beneficial use, and every citizen. And whereas Bill is an avid fisherman, having fished the majority of the North Coast streams, he has an understanding of fisheries and water quality issues learned from countless hours wading in or on the banks of streams. Every cutthroat trout in the Lockshaw watershed knows and fears the prowess of Bill and his fly rod. And whereas over the course of an unprecedented 15 years as a board member, Bill helped shape countless policies, TMDL action plans, and permits for the North Coast. A champion for protection of all beneficial uses, Bill was consistently forward-looking, bringing attention to the needs of communities to provide water, wastewater, and solid waste services essential for a society. And whereas, in particular, Bill has shown dogged persistence and admirable dedication to making progress in solving wastewater collection, treatment, and disposal challenges in Sonoma's West County, working tirelessly to bring people and organizations together, discuss options, find funding for studies and projects, and celebrate successes. And whereas, Bill was a distinguished professor for many years at the Santa Rosa Junior College. He brought his professorial skills to the boardroom, being a staunch advocate of good government, having little patience for inappropriate behavior or late work, bringing the perspective of history to contemporary decision-making, and allowing him to explain complex issues in a manner that could both inform and enlighten the audience and pave the way to more complete and elegant regulatory solutions. And whereas, as a teacher of economics and political science, Bill possessed a keen insight into the political and social implications of pending decisions. And whereas Bill is also an expert pilot, as well as a builder of airplanes, who has spent many hours flying over the North Coast region, giving him a visionary big picture pilot's perspective to water quality issues and board decisions. And whereas Bill possesses a boundless spirit, equal parts pugnacious and gracious, allowing him to fulfill the challenges of his board duties in an effective and lovable style. And whereas, a gentleman through and through, Bill treats everyone with respect. He has a sage capacity to listen intently, to ask probing questions, and engage in mutual dialogue until satisfied that he understands the situation, and then to act accordingly. When Bill speaks, people listen. And whereas, Bill also cared deeply about his fellow board members and the staff of the Regional Water Board. He was a true mentor to many, leaving a lasting impression on those of us lucky enough to be under his wing. He treated everyone as a colleague and demonstrated an honest, caring, and interest in our lives. He would freely discuss and provide advice on a wide range of topics, including college education, politics, and work experiences, always sprinkling in his own life events and words of wisdom to learn from. And whereas Bill enjoyed his cup of coffee any time of the day, the sight of Patty Dorsey with a coffee pot in hand became a telltale sign that Bill would soon be arriving to the office. He is also a tried and true meat and potatoes guy, graciously sharing his vegetables with any willing taker. He is not a fan of tofu, but loved a good joke about the dreaded tofu beast. And whereas Bill's presence meant Allie was close by. When Bill spoke of Mrs. What's-Her-Name, we weren't quite sure how to interpret it. But later, once we met and got to know Allie, we learned she gave as good as she got, and more, from Mr. What's-His-Name. Allie's humor and warmth brightened any room and kept Bill firmly grounded. She, too, will be missed greatly. And whereas Bill always said that board members come from the citizenry and will return to it upon the completion of their time on the board, Bill can hold his head high upon his exit from the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board as a board member who truly has made a lasting and significant difference to the waters and people of the North Coast. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the members of the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board wish to express their sincere appreciation for Bill's distinguished service to the Regional Water Board and the people of the state of California. Now go have some fun. With respect to the board,
I will say that I have an immense amount of pride for having served with this institution. It is the board members that are in front of me. It is the staff, the management that have been put together. It is the public. It is those of you who participate with this board. And what makes me particularly proud of it is that this is a regulatory board, which in our society generally does not own a good reputation. But this board does, and it is because of the work of everyone from the people who greet you at the door, to the people who work in the back rooms, to the people who are visible, such as those of us that have been board members. They are a regulatory agency that oversees the waters of the state of California, and we have a reputation which is marvelous. Most regulatory agencies are something that people want to stay away from. I would give you as examples IRS, the DMV.
Keep going for those low bars.
For those of you that are lessly employed, I'm sorry. But the fact is that the Regional Water Quality Control Board is a regulatory agency, and yet it is the first stop when people have a problem. For that, I think all of us, no matter your position in the game, should be absolutely proud of. I know that I am. I am proud of everybody in this building, and I am, as the resolution says, I am a colleague and I am a friend of each of you, and I will remain that. And I guess I feel kind of like George Washington with a farewell address, but there's a couple of things. There's a similarity and a dissimilarity. The dissimilarity is that Washington had a lot of smart things to say, and I don't. And the similarity is that George had Martha behind him, and I have Allie, and I thank her very much for tolerating not only this particular venture, but everything that we have done together, and it is part of the joy of going home, and I will be of more use to her. So I thank her very, very much, and all of you as well. Thank you.
Is it working? Hang on for a minute, I'm going to switch. Thank you.
We need this. That's the one that's broken.
We need that one replaced. It's the whole cable because both ends are bad now because this end was bent clear way back. Thank you, Greg.
I have just a couple brief comments. First of all, to Allie for enduring and supporting Bill in what had to be at times an arduous effort. I want to say she also felt free to make comments as needed. And so, for example, we had one infamous board meeting where we spent 30 minutes discussing the length of the minutes, and she indicated that that was probably excessive. in a blunter fashion than I'm describing, and so on and so forth, and I think gave good guidance as an outsider to the board. Bill, I just want to say, not only as a friend, but also leadership And when this board was in, had some very severe challenges, you were always there. And I think we were able to rebuild trust because there was a serious trust problem with staff. We were able to get back to a really business-like way of proceeding. And we were able to transition from a aging leadership structure to bring in and promote middle management up. So we transitioned really well over the retirements that came to this agency, and you played a leading role in all those, and thank you. Right. The next item of business is really dealing with the public forum, and we have one permission slip, and that's Dennis Rosati.